Good morning. I want to start by announcing a book. A lot of people want to know some good books that they can read, and some of you are not readers, but the ones of you that are, I like to get hard copies and mark them up, my fresh markings. But a lot of the books that I get now are from Lighthouse Trails. I have not found anything bad with them so far. They really are exposing what's going on. And also the other ones to go to are Dave Hunt's books. He's passed on now, but he was a watchman. Wow, what a watchman of the things he saw. We are now seeing lived out before us. And he's also got YouTubes that are free on YouTube. But this book is called How to Prepare for Hard Times and Persecution by Maria Kneas. And I'm only going to share just a little bit this morning to start this session out, because we have to understand what we're up against. And I believe 2020 is going to be a ramp. Things are going to move in 2020. If you do not know about Agenda 2030, I don't preach a lot about some of these things, because we've been dealing basically with the things that are happening in the church. But there's also things that are happening in politics, in the world, in all these other things. And if you understand Agenda 2030, you're going to see what's happening in different countries already, and what's happening, and what's happening in the United Nations. And it's not a pretty picture. It's not something we even like to read, but we're in the days of Agenda 2030. That's only 10 years away from now, and we're already seeing some of those things. So that's something for you to do on your own study. But this morning I want to just talk a little bit about what we talked about last week, the New Age versus Christianity. We need to know what true Christianity is and what the New Age is that's crept in for years now. It's crept in, and we have to know the true gospel versus the ones that are coming in. So we want to come at it from a little different angle and see and recognize these teachings and these doctrines that are false. But just to quote a little bit out of this book, some pastors are already saying we are heading for full-blown persecution. Christians need to become spiritually and emotionally prepared for hard times and persecution. This is not a time to be fearful, but it is a time to be faithful. And we have to know who we trust in, who we believe in. We have to know the real Jesus in this hour. It's common to hear Christians from nations where persecution is taking place say, "We never thought it could happen here. And why didn't anybody prepare us?" And I think pastors are going to have to stand before God for not preparing people for what's really happening in the United States as we speak, what's going on. When the world tries to pressure us to deny our Christian faith or to do things that go against biblical standards of morality, then we need to stand our ground and refuse to compromise. We need to have spiritual backbone. We need to stand firm in our faith. So we have to know what our faith is and what our faith is in, because now there are new doctrines that are leading people away from the true gospel, and what it's really doing is leading you to yourself. Humanism, trusting in yourself, be the best you can be. And it's subtle. It's subtle how it crept in. I've had to forgive a lot of the leaders I used to follow for teaching the New Age, dressed up in Christianity, broke my heart because I trusted these people with my whole heart, soul, life. And to find out, we have to study the Bible ourselves, because some of these people are deceived. Some of them are plants. Only God knows. But the enemy is the Antichrist stuff is preparation. It's been going on for a long, long time. So we have to know what's happening in our churches. Now, Psalms 2, still reading from this book, is a good description of what is going on in the world today. Its relevance would be even more clear if, when you see the word king, what does it say in why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against who? The Lord and his anointed. And a good description of what's going on in the world today, instead of just using the word king, put in the word presidents, prime ministers, international banksters, power elites. This is the powers of the earth. This is CFR. There's the Bilderbergs, a lot of these different things that we're facing today are what? They're planning and attacking the Lord, against the Lord and against his anointed, which is his followers. Throughout history, there have been those who have conspired to what? Eliminate God's people. This rebellion takes different forms in different cultures and periods of history. Today, modern technology is involved. But the spirit behind the rebellion, and what is this rebellion? It's against God. Remember, we can't take this personal. This is against God. There is a war. We're in a spiritual war, light against darkness. And the people of the world love darkness rather than light. So this rebellion against God and hostility towards his people is the same. And unless they repent and turn to God, these rebels will come to a bad end. It says in Psalms 2:9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. In contrast, those of us that want to be faithful to God, we can rejoice for all eternity. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. So again, we can't stop what's coming. This has been planned. There's prophecies in the Bible. We're going to go through a couple of those today. But we don't have to be deceived by it. We do not have to be deceived. We need to come out of the matrix. I might talk about that next week. But we're preparing now for the 5G to be rolled out. And with this 5G also is the microwave radiation, the base for artificial intelligence. Remember, the enemy, the devil said, I will be like the Most High God. He's still trying to be omnipresent. Know everything that's going on. He's still trying to copy God. And this is also one of the ways he does it. But we're coming into this AI. A lot of people think that this 5G is just a great idea because it's faster. There's a whole lot of other things that are involved. You need to study that out and know the health risks. And also, many people are complaining in this hour of their radiation microwave sensitive. The first sign usually is insomnia. People are having a hard time sleeping. It's because we're on our cell phones too much. And we need to cut back no matter what, how much you're doing it. Try starting just an hour less, because we are being microwaved. So anyway, understanding that, let's look on page 12 here, because I want you to know this is a history of humanism. It's a history of atheism. It's a history of the enemy trying to stop the anointing, the word of God, the real Bible, all these things. And it's not new. It's been around for a long time. People on TV now boast about doing things they could have blackmailed them for 30 years ago. Previously, unthinkable things are becoming commonplace. Even the commercials now are like, seriously? Yeah. This is an anti-Christian agenda. Christian agenda, and it's been around since the Garden of Eden. Humanism is the moral enemy of Christianity. It denies the existence of God and opposes biblical morality. Humanism says, now listen to this, that man is basically good. Yeah. So all these preachers that were preaching the positive message, the positive power of self, all these different things way back when we used to get the guideposts, they're pushing that really you don't need a savior. This is the message. You don't need a savior because you're good. Well, that's a lie. The Bible says we're sinners. We need Christ to die for us for our sins. So humanism says you're good, but the Bible says we're all sinners who need a savior. So who are you going to believe? The culture or the Bible? This is the choice we all have to make. Are you going to believe what the culture, the TV, the magazines, all these things are? Or are you going to stick to what the Bible says? The way's narrow. It's getting narrower. We need to have God change our hearts. We need to become children of God. We have to be born again, the Bible says. Now, I'm going to quote a couple people just because listen to the what they're using against people nowadays. Dr. Brooke Chris Holm is a psychiatrist. He was the first Secretary General of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, now listen to this, this is the message. For many generations, we have bowed our necks to the yoke of the conviction of sin. We have swallowed all manner of poisonous certainties fed to us by our parents. If the race is to be freed from its crippling burden of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibility. Think about how all of this movement has come in to what? Get us away from the Bible and to brainwash us into another way of thinking. He said, mental health means being unable to become convicted of sin. And it also means being unable to recognize the difference between good and evil. So the lines are being blurred. And this is all by design. Humanism has been declared by the courts to be a tax-exempt religion. This religion is openly hostile to Christianity. A quotation from some humanists. They say the classroom must and will become the arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. So they're using the public schools to promote humanism and to get rid of Christianity. Some opponents of humanism have accused us of wishing to overthrow the traditional Christian family. They are right. This is exactly what we intend to do. In 1933, the Humanist Manifesto said one of the signers was John Dewey, father of the progressive education. He revolutionized education in America. Dewey was determined to use the school system to promote humanism. For generations, American children have been taught humanistic beliefs and values in public schools. And many of them come out of colleges and no longer believe in the faith of their mother and fathers. Just a couple more things here from this book. Look at the following quotations from 1977. The militant atheists have been working on this agenda for a long time now. We must ask, they say, how we can kill the God of Christianity. We need only to ensure that our schools teach only secular knowledge. With such overt hostility to Christianity from humanists and atheists who use the public school to promote their agenda, it is not surprising that America has gone downhill spiritually and morally. And can't we all say that? Wow. With humanists using the school to try to undermine Christianity, it's not surprising many people who were raised in Christian families do not share the faith of their parents and their grandparents. Things have now gotten to the point that there is a movement to normalize pedophilia in the schools. Instead of wanting to protect children from sexual predators, some psychologists, here we go, remember what they're going to use? The psychologists and academics want to protect the sexual rights of pedophiles, which they have rebranded as being minor attracted persons who have a sexual orientation that should be respected. So now our kids coming out of schools are going to be shifting their thinking. What does the Bible say in Colossians 2:8? Beware lest any man spoil or ruin you through philosophy and vain deceit after the, what, traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. And chapter 1 shows for many years humanists have been brainwashing kids in school and college with humanism in an attempt to replace Christianity with the religion of humanism. In addition, the entertainment industry and the media have been heavily promoting humanism for years. Evolution is one core belief of humanism. They have faith in evolution and utterly oppose the idea of creation. They teach this in public schools. The Bible speaks of God as the creator from Genesis to Revelation. If belief in God as creator is undermined, then it becomes more difficult to trust God and believe the Bible. So that's just a little bit from this book, How to Prepare for Hard Times and Persecution, and the history of why we are at and the places we are at. Now in Galatians 5, you can read there later, but it talks about heresy being a work of the flesh. And I want to just share a second about what is heresy, because if we don't know what heresy is, we don't know what to stand against. So a lot of these things we're dealing with now are heresies. They are not doctrines in the Bible, but they're add-ons, they're new revelations, and we have to call them out in this hour. And then we're going to talk about the heresies we face today with Christianity and the New Age. So what is heresy? If you were to ask someone, what is a heresy, do you know? We need to know what a heresy is, because in Galatians 5 it says we won't inherit the kingdom of God if we're into these heresies. So we want to know what they are. It's defined as any departure from Christian orthodoxy, from a misuse of scripture taken from the context that changes its meaning and its application. Now, many of these false doctrines, they take scripture, but they take them out of context. And then it's by itself, they make a doctrine out of it, and it sounds right because they're using scripture. But a heresy is to take a scripture and not use it in its setting for the right application. You can make things say whatever you want to say if you twist and you turn them. So it's teaching doctrine or practices that goes beyond the apostles' teaching. What is the apostles' teaching? What is written? Now we have new apostles that are writing new things. Heresy. People are afraid to call them out. They're heretics. They are preaching heresy because they're introducing something totally new or contrary to the scripture, because God's progressing and now he's changed his mind and there's a new paradigm shift, they're all saying. We have to shift of how we think about Jesus and our ways to approach him. Heresy. It's also a term people refuse to use today to identify false teaching and teachers. Biblical heresy is often a denial of one or more of the core beliefs held by the church that are found in the Bible, such as the Trinity of God, the deity of Christ, and that's what we've been talking about the last couple months. They're undermining the cross, the power of the cross, what Jesus did on the cross. It's a heresy. So it denies the deity of Christ or salvation by grace alone through faith in Christ alone. So a lot of these other, it's all these works and all these other things they have to do. And it's a heresy because they're taking people down the wrong path, making them do all these works, rub all these beads, do all these meetings, go do all this mysticism. There's also heresy that is not biblically based, introducing other religious spiritual teachings to what? To add. Mm-hmm. Now we have contemplative prayer, very popular in churches. They're doing all these things, they're adding to. That's heresy. Today's heresies are introduced into the church mostly through new revelation or they prophesy. It's so easy to say, God said, I had a dream. Yeah. This is what they're doing to introduce their new doctrines. And you need to know, we need to follow the apostles' doctrine, not these new apostles. They never saw Jesus. They never witnessed him. God gave them power to do miracles. They were part of bringing in who Jesus was, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Now they just say he was the Son of Man. We can follow him. We can have Christ consciousness because Jesus showed us the way to have Christ consciousness. Heresy. It should be obvious that a divisive teaching or practice from inside the church is more destructive to our faith than anything on the outside. And this is what the deception has been since I've been a Christian. We saw these people on TV and their great big huge ministries teaching things, and we didn't know it was New Thought, New Age. We didn't know. We thought, well, they're teaching this, and you know, who are they? We're just nothing. But as you grow in the Lord and you read your Bible, you see this stuff isn't, it's not the same. It's not the same Jesus. It's not the same gospel. But when they're doing it on the inside of the church, it's a Trojan horse. It's very, very dangerous. And the enemy is the god of deception. He knows how to deceive the whole world, the Bible says. He's the deceiver. So we have to choose to know what the truth is. And it's work coming out of the matrix. It is work, because what we've been told, what reality is, and what the truth is, are it's a different world. So Paul instructs us in Titus 3:10, reject a heretic, a divisive man, after the first and second admonition. The Greek word here is someone that is a promoter or a follower of a false doctrine. You owe nothing to a false teacher. People are more faithful to follow their favorite preacher. You owe them nothing. If they're a heretic, you need to reject them. It's poison. It's going to take you away from Christ, and it's going to lead you into yourself. This is the whole thing of the 666, the God of the New World Order. It's all about man. It's man-centered. It's man-focused. It's totally a spirit of Antichrist. It's against Christ. Our whole life is to follow him, be led by his whole Holy Spirit, be led by the Word, and they're taking you away into all the power and authority is yours. You're just like God. The devil still wants to promise that lie. You shall be like gods. Galatians 5, it mentions that. We're not going to go into it. When a teaching or practice affects the core doctrines or goes beyond what is written, we should not keep silent. If one stays silent with a known heresy being taught, that makes them a compromiser, and we're part of it. We have to stand against heresy. Many don't want to make waves, so they're saying nothing. They want big churches, so they're going along with the latest trends. I think I'll quit there with that. But that's a heresy, so you kind of know we are to stand against these heresies that are here now a part of our life. Now, I wanted to kind of come from a different angle on what we face, the principles and the beliefs of the New Age, because they've been so entwined. People don't know if, you know, I'm coming out of some of these doctrines. What is faith, and how do I believe, and what is truth, and what's New Age, and what's mysticism, and what's real? Because they've all been infiltrated in our midst. So I'm just going to give you a couple principal beliefs of the New Age. The focus is always man and entertainment. The true focus of a Christian, we should worship God. In the churches now, it's about you having a good time. It's have fun. It's a wild party. It's all about getting a word from the Lord, a prophet that can give you a word. Everything's about you. You come to church with, you want to, you know, rather than our whole focus is supposed to be on him. Listening and obeying and letting, preparing for the times that are coming. Because Christianity is facing elimination, if you haven't realized it yet. The things that are happening, the new laws, executive orders that are being implemented that most people have no idea. Some of the latest executive orders that have been passing. So in the New Age, man is a central divine being. They say there will be a new age of enlightenment. The age of Aquarius. Remember when this is the dawning of the, remember all that? We had no idea what they were singing about, what we were singing about, what they were doing. They're bringing in these new doctrines. So there will be a new age of enlightenment. It's amazing when we study symbolism, how they're always going up in the pyramid and the steps and spiritual evolution. They're always believing they can evolve to what? Christ consciousness. The universal acceptance, they're saying, we have to all accept everybody, and tolerance. Tolerate. Endure. Doesn't matter if we don't believe the same things, we're all tolerant and enduring in this new age of Aquarius. It's a new title with an ancient goal. The penetration of all areas of culture. Political. And yes, we need to be concerned with the new apostolic reformation ministers all around up in the White House. Why? Because this is part of the Seven Mountain Mandate, and it's not new. So the penetration of all areas of culture, dominionism that you might call it, political, educational. We talked a little bit about education, how the humanistic and the atheistic views are brainwashing our children, but we forgot that the devil's also after churches. We forgot he's also after religion. We thought for some reason it's just wonderful to have such great freedom in America to watch all these preachers and to do whatever we want, not knowing we've been getting heresies. Political, education, and religious, with man at the center. The New Age religion movement will be the religion of the Antichrist and the New World Order. Psalms 2, again, the kings of the earth. A lot of these people, these movie stars and these singers are pretending they're born again. They're pretending they're being awakened and all this. Listen to their message. They're calling you all to the one world religion. They're calling all faiths. And people that are not educated on this, they're falling for it. Hook, line, sinker, boat, boots, the whole bit. Why? Because it sounds so good. And we all want people to walk in love. World peace, world peace. But it's a blend of spiritualism, mysticism, and humanism. It is an organized revival. It's a revival, all right, of ancient occultism. The New Ager says, line up your chakras, raise your consciousness, elevate your frequency, and you will attract positive vibes from the universe. If you haven't noticed, these kids' t-shirts now are all about vibes and energy and just release me your... What energy are you going to give me? We need prayer. We don't need vibes. And Christianity says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow Jesus. These New Age, follow yourself, your dreams. Force your will. You will be persecuted and hated by the world. True Christianity will never be accepted by this world. That's why God in his word is telling us, come out from the world. Don't love the world. Don't love the things of the world. Why? He knows what the enemy's doing in the world, and he wants to protect his people. The devil seeks to destroy you. Sin tries to enslave you. Now they're saying there is no sin. Don't convict us of sin. And a lot of these preachers won't preach on sin. Sin tries to enslave you. You need to know you're in a spiritual war. And what does the devil want? He wants your mind. Don't give it to him. Amen? Some more things on the beliefs of the New Age movement from the book, The Game of Life and How to Win It by Florence Shin. Now listen to this. See if this gives you a little red flag. Number one, from the beliefs of the New Age movement, the law of prosperity. Have we heard that in our churches? Number two, the law of non-resistance. Three, the law of karma and forgiveness. I'm amazed how many people talk about karma as a Christian. You don't even know what it is. It's New Age. The perfect self-expression versus the divine design. This is a book. And this is what they say. God is too big to fit into one religion. Now that sounds good. If you're thinking like, well, yeah, that just makes a lot of sense. God didn't say he's going to make sense. That's why it takes faith to believe in what he says. It takes faith to trust in him what he says. So they say that God's too big to fit into one religion. He uses astrology, tarot cards, seances, and this is all happening in these supernatural schools of ministry now. They're implementing the occult, and they're saying all these moves of mysticism and occult and New Age, they have truths that the Christians have just let go. So what are they doing? They're bringing it in, and Christians are being deceived because they trust these leaders. Things that are forbidden in Deuteronomy 18. He says not to have any part of this. But on the other hand, what do they do? They're teaching it. It's heresy. They believe in progressive revelation. In other words, you're just going to keep on progressing. That's why we need these new apostolic and prophetic words, because we got to hear from our latest guru to find out what God's saying. No, the Bible says in these end times, he speaks to us by Jesus Christ, right? So who are you going to believe? They believe in progressive revelation and universalism. Everything now is you're a global citizen. They're destroying certain boundaries and borders on purpose. They want a one world. They don't want just United States. They're going to have Canada. They're going to have Mexico. All these things are happening, right? If you understand Agenda 2030, you realize, and also the New World Order, you'll see this is what's been in the plan for many, many, many centuries. The main goal, you have to know, what is the main goal of the New Age, the whole movement? Undermine Christianity and the God of the Bible. The focus is to eliminate Christianity and bring in the New Age Christianity. So they use the same words, but with different meanings. And it causes confusion because, well, that's even being born again. These words they use, they believe they're new creatures. But now the whole thing is, if you don't know what your Bible says, if you're just going to go by certain Christian terms, they're using our terms, but they're putting in different meanings to bring in the New Age Christianity, which is all religions serve the same God. What is this? It's the one world religion. Coexist. Have you seen any of those bumper stickers? This is a New Age Jesus and a new way to find him. Just as long as you don't read your Bible and practice what it says. Because that's doctrine. And then you're narrow and you're judgmental. And they put you down for being old, old school. Its roots, what do these roots come from? From Hinduism, Buddhism, and the occult. Hence now you have yoga in churches. Evangelical churches now are implementing all these things by design. This is Buddhism, Hinduism, and the occult. It comes in packages of self-help, self-esteem, and self-reliance. I want to say that again. Self-help. You ever wonder why some people are just practical? They're just self-help teachers. They really don't talk much about Jesus. They just talk about how good you can be and what you need to do. It sounds good, but we don't need self-help. We need supernatural help from the Word and the Holy Spirit. And he's going to live inside of us, and he's our guide. We're not leaning onto our own understanding. The Bible says don't lean on your own understanding. They're teaching you to lean on your own mind, the power and the force of your mind. So it's self-help, self-esteem. Remember the whole, you don't need God, you need to feel good about yourself. The whole Robert Schuller movement was what? New Age? Self-help, self-esteem. We don't need any other preachers talking about sin. This was a part of the plan. And self-reliance. Well, the Bible tells us not to rely on ourselves. Aren't you glad we don't have to? Oh, my goodness, we've made enough mistakes. We want to trust in the Lord and lean on him and let his Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. He knows the future. He knows the path that we need to take. When we don't know where to go, he's going to show us where to go because we're not trusting in ourselves for guidance. We're trusting in him. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The New Age philosophy removes Christ. I can do all things. They push the I. Here again, the self-reliant, humanism, atheism, brainwashing. I can do all things if I just believe it and I will it to be so. If I just have more faith, I can make it happen. If I can just visualize, if I can just mentalize, who needs God then? If you're doing all these formulas and forces, you have that power within you. They tell you, you really, what are they doing? They're taking you away from your relationship with the Lord. It's the power of positive thinking. It's the secret. The law of attraction. In our churches, it's have faith in your faith, write your own ticket with God. That is the same thing. Write your own ticket with God. Forces and formulas. God is not a force.
Amen.
Amen. As soon as you hear a preacher start talking about the force, you need to run. Christianity, we trust in the Lord and not in ourselves. We trust in the Lord. There's such a relief when we can trust in him. It's not all works on us. We don't lean to our own understanding. Our battle was in our mind. So we just go back to what the Bible says, and we make our mind submit to what God says. Even when we don't feel like it, we know God's word is truth and our feelings aren't. It's been replaced with trust and reliance in ourselves. And that's the point I want to make. The New Age is all about you. The New Age is all about the force, the spark of life within you, the power, the forces, the formula. True Christianity is all about Jesus, what he's done. He came as a God-man. They're just saying he came as a son of man. Then that's why anybody could go to the cross, they say. And that's why they are enemies of the cross. Heresy. New Age can be summed up as enlightenment, illumination, reaching a higher consciousness, being the best you can be. Well, what's wrong with these positive messages? Well, they're very uplifting. Just about you, what I can do, all this and that. The problem is they don't bring Christ into it. Sometimes these preachers don't even mention him. They get the focus on you. New Age doctrine again, I repeat, self-help, self-esteem, self-reliance. We replace the Lord with ourselves. I don't know about you, but I had enough of me before I got saved. Made enough mistakes being a Christian. I don't want to lean onto my own understanding. I want to know what his ways are. We don't trust God for guidance and peace. We rely on ourselves. And slowly, what's it doing? It's causing people to backslide, turning away from faith in the Lord. And what are they doing? They're having faith in their own faith. Say it, do it, tell it. And they said, you don't even have to be a Christian for these laws and forces to work. Well, that should be a red flag right there. Yeah. They promote Jesus as not the true Son of God. They want you to know you are just a begotten Son of God as he was. Heresy. He reached, they say that Jesus reached the Christ consciousness. Now be aware of the master classes that they're having on television now with Oprah and all these so-called evangelical preachers. They have master classes reaching what? The Christ consciousness. What is this? New Age infiltration into our church. He was a prophet, they say, who had a message, and he will teach us all how to get there. So you can raise the dead. You can do whatever Jesus did. Well, guess what? I haven't seen anybody really. And it's amazing with all the phones and technologies that nobody can really record of raising from the dead. You hear all these false prophets. Oh, I raised 30 people from the dead in India. Yeah, right. Where are they? They're liars. I hate to say that because I used to believe it too. Now, can God do certain things? Yeah, but a lot of these people, he wouldn't trust with his power. He wouldn't trust them. It's occultism. There's a lot of things that can be done, and it's going to be done by the beast. There's going to be signs and wonders by the beast. He can perform things, just like they did in the earlier books of the Bible. They performed, the magicians and all those. They have occultic power. Do you know if you're in the occult or not? In the name of Christianity, they're using some of these same techniques. It is a religion for the New Age, also known as the Age of Aquarius. The planets all line up. It's practiced by what? Not just Christians. It's practiced by witches, Freemasons, pagans, Satanists, Christian Science, New Thought, Unity. All these different things are coming. Christianity is being targeted and being attacked on every side, just like God told us it was going to be, as he prophesied in these end times. If they hated me, not they're going to love you and put you on all your TV shows. Oh, yeah. Have all your book signings, how great you are. He said you're going to be hated. So which is it? Are you loved or are you hated by this world?
Yeah, there you go.
Tolerance. Everyone and everything has something to teach us. So we don't have one religion that's good. This is how they're eliminating Christianity. They're bringing their agendas. Persecution, new executive. Trust me, there's a whole lot coming if you know what the New World Order is. It's down with the old order and it's up with the new. So it's based on unity, peace, and love. Unity, peace, and love. And one of the New Agers I was reading after says, we are going to brainwash Christians to think unity and love. And I said, that's what all they're doing. In their churches, they just preach on love. Just preach on love. They use different terminology, whatever works for you. Different paths all lead to the same God. That's what they say. To not lose membership, many churches are converting to New Age thinking. Famous preachers, worldly singers now are saying they're born again, but listen to their message. It's the New Age message. It's the call to the new one world religion. You can't have both. So they're subtly bringing in this New Age religion. And people go, well, are they really saved? Aren't they like the Apostle Paul? They got converted. What are they preaching? If they're preaching another Jesus, it's not Jesus. It's not the Jesus. I don't care how popular, how much money they make. They're heretics. New Age teaches Christ. Well, I might not be on YouTube too long, so I got to say it all now. They keep dismissing all my subscribers. The New Age teaches Christ didn't die on the cross for your sins, but came to bring Christ consciousness. Can you hang on for just a few more minutes? They're saying a shift. A lot of these popular preachers I just saw on YouTube. There's a shift coming. They're always talking about a shift, a new way to see Jesus. Discover the power within you. The Christ consciousness abides within all of us. Reject Christianity and know thyself. Know your human potential. Now, a lot of times I go to these church services, just nothing but positive motivational speaking. Yes. What is this? This human potential has infiltrated our churches. Lucifer is the light bearer trying to bring his light to the world. Remember that. He is. All these false preachers have lights and symbols over them with the sun and the sun gods. That's why I said get these symbolism books because they always identify themselves by their symbols because that's another whole language. And they use the power of positive thinking and love. The power source is in ourselves. We tap into the power of our own mind to create a reality for ourselves. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Deceptive because it sounds like good advice. We are told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be led by the Holy Spirit. Very little talk about the Holy Spirit. All they talk about is your identity and your power. Most of them taught back in the day the positive thinking visualization. Now, this is huge. It's repeatedly and consistently creating a very clear and mental image of an object or goal desired to solve problems like your health, your success, your wealth, all these things, visualization. New Age. Or what you visualize, you become. We force our will. We force our will. Remember, these people all preach, don't pray if it be thy will. That's unbelief. What they're doing is forcing our will. Heresy. We are supposed to pray, and if we pray according to his will, he hears us, doesn't he? So if we're doing our own thing, guess what? He's probably not hearing. So we force our will or our desires, not the Lord's will, in anything. We start controlling our own destinies. The deception is already here. The New Age movement is the religion of the Antichrist. We've been in preparation for years. The New Age teaches Christ consciousness, which teaches you can obtain the same level of Jesus if you can learn to master your ascension as he did. That's why they're always going to another, that's Freemasonry. They're always going to the next level, spiritual evolution. Somebody that I used to know was a Christian, my sister said they're reading books on spiritual evolution. They've left the Bible and they've gone New Age. How sad. The Antichrist will be shown to have reached the top level of ascension and the world will worship him because of this. He will obtain Christ consciousness. They say all self-help books and sermons are New Age occult philosophy disguised as helpful instructions for life. Beware if your church is bringing in this philosophy and leave immediately. Tolerance of everyone and everything. There is no right and wrong. And world peace. It's bringing in the Antichrist, who is the beast in the book of Revelation. And we're going to close with that in the book of Revelation. We're living in prophecy. Chapter 13, Revelations. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. These are the kings of the earth. You can also say Psalms 2, what we just looked at earlier. The kings of the earth come against the Lord and what? His anointed. That's the followers. He said they have 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Read all of this, but we don't have time. They worship, verse 4, the dragon which gave power. Don't think this doesn't have power. Up to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And now in verse 7, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. God is still in control, but you know what? We have all choices to make, and God is allowing us to make our decision in this hour. Who are you going to follow? The God of the New Age Jesus or the Jesus of the Bible? He's given us, now there is war. There's going to be war like we've probably never seen persecution come in these next few years against somebody just had problems baking a cake. Well, guess what? A whole lot of other things are going to start happening as Christians lose their freedom, religious freedoms, just like Matthew 24 said, we are going to have persecution. It was given unto them to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Now, verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Look at all those people that are going to worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I'm glad my name's written in the Lamb's book of life, aren't you? Yes. Hallelujah. So no matter what happens, hard times, persecution comes, our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. We'd have it no other way. We want to be in that Lamb's book of life. But look at how many people are going to be deceived. The whole world, he says, deceived. Now look at verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. What have we been talking about? Man. Man-centered. 666. And his number is 666. Man as God. What are they teaching us now? You can be a God. There's a whole lot of stuff I can say on this. But this is part of what the whole thing is. You have power in your words to activate the universe. What is this? This is all part of the Antichrist system that we are in preparation for. We're not here yet. Thank God that God's coming for his own. But I'm telling you, there is a war on Christianity in this day, and you need to know what true Christianity is. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
We want to share a message with our YouTube audience today. Please like and share on your social media if you find these YouTubes helpful. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our channel so you get every message right in your inbox, that would be nice, and we'll send them right to you.
We are viewer supported here, and if you'd like to help us, you can donate by going online to livinginhispresencechurch.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button where you can give by credit card, through PayPal or Stripe. Or if you'd prefer to send us a check, you can send it to LIHP at P.O. Box 1889, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311.
Thank you so much for being part of our YouTube family.
God bless.